At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
My everything knew it. It was just like every hair on my body stood up and it just lifted me. Like I'd never felt anything like that before hearing my language. And that was the first time I've ever heard it fluent.
That's Letitia Harris. She's a proud Wiradjuri woman. She's been teaching language for 23 years to communities across Wiradjuri country. She also teaches the Wiradjuri Graduate Certificate at Charles Sturt University. When Tish was 19, she worked as an Aboriginal Education Assistant at St Clair's College in Canberra. Tish's dad and her uncle knew my pop, Uncle Stan Grant Sr., and the work he was doing. They had told Tish about my pop's work reclaiming and reviving the Wiradjuri language. She wanted to inspire the student she was working with, so she asked my pop to come and speak to them.
When he came into the class, and I went real proud, I'm going to introduce Uncle Stan Grant, and like, yeah, and he can speak language, it's so solid. Anyway, he told me to sit down over there, bum. And then he got up and he introduced himself in fluent Wiradjuri, and I felt electricity in my body. And it was like my body knew it.
It took Tish 6 years to find her way back to language. Life had gotten in the way, but she could never forget the feeling and the power of her language shared to her from my pop.
Then 6 years later, I'm in Sydney, and I found Uncle Christopher Kirkbright, Anishera Riley, and Uncle Boralinga Gumul, which is George Fisher. And Anishera Riley and Uncle Boralinga, they're passed now, and they were running a Wiradjuri language class at Alexandra Community Centre. And I found them, and I was like, oh my gosh, language, oh my gosh, I was so thirsty for it. I went there and they did once a week night classes, and then Uncle Stan, we'd only had four classes, Uncle Stan turns up, and this is a hilarious story, I love this bit. He comes to class and he sees me, and he asked me this question, Yama Bapin Numarang, is your dad good? Now, I only heard that first Yama, so I knew there was a yes-no response. And dad, I had bapin. So I just went, Nawa. So I look real deadly, even though I didn't know exactly what he was saying.
For those of you who don't know what Nawa means, in Wiradjuri, it means yes.
That experience of like, he was really proud of me that I'd sort of come and actually chase the language.
Tish continued to listen and learn the teachings of her elders.
I then lived with Anishera Riley and worked with Uncle Gidge and Uncle Boralinga on language resources, and there was classes in school, and we'd travel back on country and teach on weekends and stuff like that. And I was really blessed. I was their shadow until they made me start teaching. But, you know, Uncle Stan said he saw something in me. Uncle Gidge said he saw something in me. And Cheryl said she saw something in me, and Uncle Boralinga saw something in me. But they all instructed me to teach.
After holding her language close for so long, Tish took the direction of her elders and turned her attention to sharing her knowledge with others.
And then I moved back to Cowra. In all of this, I'd had my son, Yinjamara, and got a job at the school. Before long, they found out that I could speak language. I met Harry Lambsed. He was like, teach me language. Uncle, I'm still obviously always talking to your pop, ringing him up and saying, oh, they want me to do some language at this school. He said, yeah, well, you know, make sure the mob there are happy with it and go for it. And started getting rhythm in some teaching a few little year seven loc classes and stuff like that. And he says the Tumut elders ring Uncle Stan and ask him if he would come and teach TAFE class for them, a cert one, two or three. Uncle Stan rings me, says, I want you to do it, Bub. So I meet with the elders. I bring Harry with me, so Harry Lanford along, and we start teaching entombment to the elders after they approved us. So we started teaching TAFE there in entombment.
Tish was instructed by my pop and continues to be instructed by him today. The Wiradjuri Language Graduate Certificate was established 10 years ago at Charles Sturt University by my pop and other key people that assisted him. Tish was instructed and encouraged by my pop to enrol in the first cohort to further deepen and strengthen her knowledge of Wiradjuri language. This eventually led to my pop instructing Tish to teach Wiradjuri language at Charles Sturt University alongside him. This was a dream of Tish's and a responsibility that she carries with pride.
I think all of us have this dream, especially your grandfather, Uncle Chris Kirkbrack, Anishera Riley and Uncle Borlinger had the dream of our people speaking fluent language, having fluent language back. It's so much bigger than us. It is our everything. It describes our culture, our spirit, our connection, our relation to everything else. It is our identity. To have that responsibility of passing it on, whoa, it's intense, but it is so, so special. And I feel so honoured and so privileged. And there's so much that I've been blessed by having my language. I don't think that I would have been able to have coped with a lot of things had I not had my language and culture to lift me. And I feel like passing that on helps my people cope and heal.
Here at Amarang, Balado Radri Gibbe, Mia Gandhi Bala Galari Main, Balado Yani. I said, G'day, I'm a Radri man. I belong to the Galari people, and my name is Harry. I said, Yari, but take the H out, put the Y, and it's Yari.
Harry was in the first cohort for the Wiradjuri Language Graduate Certificate alongside Tish.
My language journey started from when I could speak and from hearing my mother speak it, but albeit in words, not so much sentences, but words. And then the journey from there, I went to a leadership program, which my children convinced me to take part in. Everyone got to introduce themselves like we always do when we get together as mob. They ask who you are and who's your mob. And a lovely lady from centre of Australia, Alice Springsway, her name was Patricia Frank, and I'll never ever forget this. She introduced herself in her language like it was done for thousands and thousands of years, and I was just in awe, and I was so proud to be part of that and to be able to hear someone speak full language fluency. And the first thing I said to myself, well, where's my language? And from that day on, I searched and spoke to people, as many people as I could, about where's my language? And then that's where it started.
Harry was determined to learn more about his language.
I then went on to find that they were doing language in the TAFE system, and I enrolled in that through the TAFE system, but come running in the same time frame, I was working up at the school as the AEO, and along came a lady who started back at that school as the senior Noora Noora tutor. Her name was Letitia Harris, and she spoke Wiradjuri language. And I, from that day, I had someone I could talk to on a daily basis about language. And then I went and done the course, and then from that day it grew and grew and grew. I did certificates 1, 2, and 3, but having someone who could speak the language and share, willing to share, was, I think it sort of amplified me. It sort of made me grow up quick, I suppose, and got really into it.
From that point onwards, Harry and Tish embarked on a special journey together teaching Wiradjuri language within the school systems, in preschool, primary school and high schools, as well as continuing to teach at TAFE.
So that just went on from there. We joined up to the CSU Wiradjuri Culture and Heritage and Language Graduate Certificate, which Uncle Stan and Dr. John Rutter and CSU staff, Uncle Rosie Brennan Chemist, Arnie Deb Evans, Donna Murray, and a lot of other people that helped pull the first course together, the first cohort. That progressed to getting through that 18 months, and then Uncle Stan proceeded to look for people that could help him continue teaching in the system, because Uncle Stan wanted to pass on that knowledge and get the young ones to step up. Not that I'm young, but he wanted us to step up and teach in the CSU space, sort of help out. And I think we helped out to a stage where Uncle said, well, I'll just take a little bit of a break here and just watch the young ones go forward with it. Still coming in and making sure things are right and still under his guidance to this day. We always take guidance from Uncle Stan Grant. Having my language and having access to it has made me strong. It's given me a piece of my identity back that was sort of missing. So I always knew who I was. I was placed by my grandmother, Mama Gilbert, Mama Jones. She placed me, so that was the start. But as I got older and after searching for it, and it's all come together. So both song, dance, and meeting with people along the way. Uncle Pat Connolly from Tumut has been a great uncle and friend. Yeah, it gives me strength to pass that on to my family, my daughters and my sons, and so that they can have an understanding a bit better than what I did. So it's easier for them, or it's better for them, or they've grown up with language and it's something that they'll keep for generations to come. I give my language back to my people in a way, which is at the CSU campus and the community as well, and at home. But at the moment, helping work up in the CSU under Uncle Stan's guidance and working with Letitia Harris and Uncle Pat Connolly to deliver the language to the people so that they can grow as well. My favourite phrase, or more of a tune or a sing-along, is Nadu Yana Najelawago. That means I go now, toilet too. I'm going to the toilet. So it's got a bit of a catchy tune, but once it gets in your head, it can drive you a bit crazy. But especially my work colleagues, when I say it all the time, but Nadu Yana Najelawago. Jelawago. Jelawago. Nadu Yana Najelawago. Lana la la la.
You're the marang, what you the lang, Nina, you do, Mama Babad.
This is Uncle Pat. He is a Wiradjuri man and also a teacher of Wiradjuri language.
Language journey for me, well, it was a surprise to me. I was sitting at home in my little town of Tumut, and my daughter spread it on me that I'm going to TAFE up in Tumut. There's a language class happening up there. So I'll go and give it a go.
Like many others, Uncle Pat grew up with some language words, but because of the government laws at the time, this impacted on us being able to speak our language and practice our culture, as Uncle Pat explains.
We grew up with the language, and I grew up on a mission. We had a few words, but it wasn't as many as what we've got now, because back in that day, the law sort of took control of everything, took our culture away from us and our language. And the old people were told not to teach us any language, or they would come and take the children away.
For Uncle Pat, being able to have access to language through TAFE and being around other Wiradjuri speakers meant that he was able to share his culture using deeper and more meaningful language.
Now we sort of moved on from that, thanks to a gentleman called Uncle Stan Grant and Dr. John Rudder. They put out a dictionary with a lot of words in it, and we just sort of excelled from there. Come to uni and studied, and 2 years, graduated from there with the language. So I think we've done pretty well, seeing that they took it away from us years ago. So language is what we do now. It's everything we need. It's everything we got to hang on to.
Uncle Pat built on the words the old people had taught him, studying for many years at TAFE and university, and eventually he became a teacher of Wiradjuri language himself.
Yeah, it was a good experience. I continue to carry on from there with the beautiful people I'm working with, or they're working with me, or whatever, they're putting up with me. But yeah, it's taken me a long way, you know, from those 2-3 words you learned on the Brungle Mission to where I am now today. I do my bit and try and teach it into classrooms in schools. You know, I go into preschools, primary school, TAFEs, and even at university. Take a guitar along with me and change some words in different songs and that, and put a Wiradjuri language word in there. Take that spot. Teaching the young ones and old ones as well. They grab hold of a word or so and that, and our words are still getting out there. Our language is still filtering out through those kids. I think everyone would say this, I suppose. My favourite phrase is Injimara. That's just a word, but it means so much. I think just about everyone you talk to uses that word, Injimara. Yeah, it means to go slow, and it means love, it means take care. This is how I read it. It means take care of people who need care and help someone else out when they need help. Big word, Ninjamara.
Ninjamara is a principle that has helped guide my pop's lifetime of work reclaiming the Wiradjuri language.
It's a little word, it's a big word really, but it also means a heck of a lot. Ninjamara. It means we come together and be one people. Now, we have to respect each other, we have to work together, and we have to believe in what the other man's saying to us, you know. And I love the fact that we've got these university students now. I think that we've got some of these PhDs. I respect what our people are doing out there with their education now, their our people's school teachers. They can spread the word, if you like, you know, spread the culture. But they are still Wiradjuri people, and we have to respect them for it. And look, I appreciate all these guys. I think they've done a fantastic job. So I think it's bringing our people together and it's making me all feel so good. And Ninjamara is the word we've got to think about.
That was my pop, Uncle Stan Grant Sr., pioneer of the Wiradjuri language reclamation journey. You've been listening to Niyang with me, Luana Grant. To hear more about the Wiradjuri language journey, follow Niyang on the SBS audio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.